If you've noticed more moving vans than usual in your neighborhood, it may mean that some company somewhere has decided that somebody has to be transferred, and the late summer season is a good time to do it. Bonnie Urbay follows work and family matters for Morning Edition, and she spoke about job relocation with NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
The company may pay for the move and try to make it as smooth as possible, but a professional relocation is a dislocation for families. And this seems to be happening more frequently. So, Bonnie, what is up?
First of all, it looks like a good sign for the economy because corporate relocations are up some 8 to 10% in the summer moving season and way up over 4 years ago. So economists can take this as a sign that the economy is doing better. At the same time, more families, more corporate officers are turning down relocation offers, citing family reasons. That's 83% of the reasons why families turn down moves was because they didn't want to disrupt family life.
And this is whether it's a male worker who's being moved or a female worker being moved. And what are their issues? We can't take the kids out of school now. We don't want to leave the grandparents who live nearby.
Exactly. There's some very frightening statistics about what happens to kids when they move. Uh-huh. Students who move are 35% more likely to fail a grade and 77% more likely to have behavior problems.
Gee,
it's very disrupting, particularly for young children. Couples who have problems already, moves exacerbate split ups. So it really is a very stressful. I mean, imagine having to make friends all over again, having to make new connections. Very difficult.
Also, if it's a family with both adults working, then one's got to look for a new job.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, is there was a poll by Atlas Van Line saying that 70% of women would relocate for their husband's careers versus 58% of men polled saying that they would move for their wives' careers. And of course, I've read stories of situations where one spouse moved repeatedly for the other and essentially had no career at the end of all that, because it's one thing if you're being moved, it's quite another to be what they call the trailing spouse, which, by the way, Susan, was never an issue until about 10 years ago. Women, of course, moved for their husbands many, many times in over decades. But about a decade ago, when more and more women started rising within corporations, men started moving after them, complaining about it. Hence, we had front page articles, The Trailing Spouse.
Wow. So we've sort of talked about the psychic costs. There are so many financial ones, too, or can be. You get transferred to an area, Silicon Valley, say, where you can't afford to buy a house.
Right, exactly. If you're coming from a low-cost area of the country, say the South versus the West Coast, mm-hmm. your home is worth less, daycare can be more, all those things go up from mm-hmm. region to region.
Any difference depending on who's doing the trailing, male versus female?
Very much so. What's changing is more and more women are out-earning their husbands. So, for example, in 1990, about 20% of women in dual income households earned more than their husbands. And of course, more women than men still work part-time. But among families where there are two full-time wage earners, women who earned more than their husbands increased to 32%. That's one in three. So that's really changing this whole dynamic of who is moving for whom.
You bet. Thank you very much. Bonnie Urbay keeps an ear on family and workplace issues for Morning Edition. She's the host of public television's To the Contrary. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.